If you were one who got to enjoy Carlene's Daily Soup and Sandwiches, consider yourself lucky. Riley owned Uptown Fare, where it was a fixture on Upper Main Street in the Star Hotel from 1999 until the building was condemned and she was forced to move in 2015. Seating was limited to about 20 people or so, and many times lunch was enjoyed at a table with people other than you arrived with. With the help of her fans, Riley moved Uptown Fair to the new location of the Kimball Arts Center on Kearns Boulevard and operated out of there for 2 years before closing shop March 30th, 2018. For days before the closure, the restaurant was standing room only. It was the last chance to enjoy her famous tomato soup and roasted turkey or egg salad sandwich. In addition to her great home-cooked food, she was famous for her anti-Sundance stance, a story that even made it into the New York Times. Riley would only serve locals during the Sundance Film Festival because the Sundancers, she said, were too demanding and pushy. In an interview with KPCW in 2018, she said she had to hire a bouncer to check IDs.
I had a big, huge black guy from England. He didn't know anything about Park City. And he took over the job. He was so excited. He got his picture in the paper. Tony was his name. And so he'd, are you, because they all have credentials. And he would say, nope, this is for locals only. And they'd walk away. And people would try to sneak in, do all kind of weird things, because then it really hit that it went out. And so the Sundancers started doing weird things to get in there, you know, taking off their credentials, taking off their black. I got over $1 million worth of PR off of that.
Riley had worked in restaurants most of her life. She also operated a catering business and worked as a private chef.
I was a good cook, so I was watching Oprah one day, and she says, hey, if you love what you do, you'll always be good at it. And I thought, yeah, I love to cook, so why don't I try it?
Her daughter, Niven, was the one responsible for the famous egg salad sandwiches. Riley would laugh when people asked for the recipe of just three ingredients, hard-boiled eggs, mayonnaise, and salt. When she turned 70, Riley decided she was tired and had a lot of other things she wanted to do, so closed the restaurant.
That restaurant took up 15 hours a day, any way I looked at it, any way I sliced the pie. And people always get mad at me for closing for 3 weeks, but it's like, hey, I got fridges to clean out. You know, I've got inventory. I've got a lot to do. And people just didn't understand that I was there. I never left that restaurant except for to go to farmer's market.
According to a post on the Uptown Fair Facebook page, Riley passed away at home with her family, and it was noted that greater than her love of cooking for her community was love for her family. She survived by her husband, Kevin, 3 children, and 2 grandkids. No memorial is planned until it's safe to do so. Condolences, however, can be mailed to the family at Post Office Box 846, Oakley 84055. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.